This is Army Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Army Radio News at 11. I'm Romeo Togba. Good morning. The World Bank Country Director for Ghana, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, Dr. Henry Kiraly, at the head of a World Bank delegation, arrives in the country today to meet with senior officials of the Liberian government. While in the country, the delegation will hold discussions with the government of Liberia to identify new priorities of the bank's partnership for the next 6 to 5 years, which will also be reflected in its new country's partnership framework. Dr. Kiraly will also use his visit to sign with the Liberian government the financing agreement of $24.6 million covering full poverty reduction support program and policy operations, which will provide budget support for the new government. The delegation will also engage in discussion on priorities of the new government. The Development Education Network Liberia has concluded a 6-month vulnerable youth project in 4 counties, Bonk, Lofa, Nimba, and Grand-Jide. The network has been involved in a series of activities ranging from sports tournaments, training, dialogue, village savings and loans, and has embarked on a grand celebration. The head of the network, Dorothy Toman, to Army Radio, the DNL has also been involved in the provision of vocational skills training programs for the young people during the project and has deemed it necessary to provide them with toolkits and celebrate with them. Madam Tome added that the selection of the 4 counties was based on a UNDP assessment which identified them as counties troubled with numerous issues around sexual and gender-based violence. The Ministry of Public Works and partners have embarked on the distribution of water purification materials in Riverside County. More than 25 towns and villages in Moes Territory District benefited from the distribution of water guard tablets from the water and sanitation arm of the Ministry of Public Works. According to Army Radio correspondent Enoch Sando, the water and sanitation arm of the Ministry of Public Works has concluded the distributions of the water guard tablets in the district. Sando said the distribution of the water guard tablets is aimed at purifying water for citizens in the remote parts of the county. He said the plans have been made to jumpstart other phases of the sanitation project in the county. The news is coming to you from Army Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. 11 people have been killed after a fire gutted a Japanese residential facility for people in the financial district. TV footage on the country's public broadcaster, NHK, showed a house engulfed in flames lit on Wednesday night. Of the 16 people living in the home, 5 were rescued by firefighters battling the blaze. The 3-story building in the northern city of Sapporo is home to mostly elderly residents. And Poland's Senate has approved a controversial bill that makes it illegal to accuse Poles of complicity in the Nazi Holocaust. The bill also prohibits describing the Nazi death camps in Poland as Polish. It says fines or a maximum of 3-year jail term as punishment. The proposal caused a weekend rift with Israel, which accuses Poland of attempting to change history. The bill must be signed off by the president before entering into law. That's the Army Radio News at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on OMIO, you can log on to www.omio.org, facebook.com/omio2003, or twitter/omio news. I'm Romeo Togba. Good morning.